people that know me, they know, like, oh, Tina will say yes to almost everything. Yeah, it's like, yeah. Oh, can Chick Tech Seattle be at this spin or talk it yeah. here and be here? And yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. So now yeah. it's literally saying no when it makes sense to say no.
My name's Esprit Devora, host of the Women in Tech Show. The show means a lot to me. The reason why I wanted to create the Women in Tech Show is I wanted to create a positive piece of content, something where people can listen and say, if she can do it, so can I. I call it actionable empowerment. Every single episode, you'll hear the story of a fantastic woman in tech, from engineers to founders to investors to journalists to designers, all sorts of different females in tech who have thrived. I want to share their stories with you so that you can know what resources, mentors, and life situations they accessed in order to get to where they are today. Enjoy.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast, where I get to celebrate extraordinary women in tech around the world. And I am so excited to be here in Phoenix, Arizona at an incredible event called ACT, put on by Chick Tech. And I have Tina here with me, who I feel defines what it is to be enough as a woman and a powerful, driven leader. Hello, Tina. Have you ever watched wrestling?
I have. I used to love wrestling. I watched some wrestling with my grandma. Yeah.
Loved wrestling.
Right. It's the
oh
best.
Oh, my God. The best. Hello, Tina. Oh,
that was the warmest welcome. Thank you.
So before we started rolling, Tina and I were having a conversation with some other incredible people about being enough as a woman. And I thought, let's like start the conversation there.
Okay.
Let's because it's really important. Actually, no, wait, rewind. I want to take it back. We'll start the conversation there, kind of, but first go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everybody about who you are, what you do, and then we'll flow into that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm Tina. I've been in tech marketing for 10 plus years, but I'm also part of the Chick Tech community. So I act as the chapter director of Seattle. And, you know, our goal is to empower women and girls to pursue technology careers. And I'm also a diversity and inclusion warrior. I really want to make sure that women, people of color, underrepresented groups really feel like they have a place in technology.
I love it. The company you work for, who do they serve? Who are your customers?
Yeah, so we go after enterprise companies that are in the B2C space. So we're, you know, marketers specifically, but more higher level. So like, you know, I would say director and up. And really folks that are focusing on that retention loyalty piece where you really want to engage the customers that are already activated with you.
And your role?
I'm the director of account-based marketing and digital.
And can you spell out the URL for us so we can check it out?
Yes, it is www.amplero.com.
Perfect. Thank you. So I want to dive into this conversation we were having offline, which is about being enough, because I get asked often, what have I learned from interviewing, hundreds of women in tech around the world? And one of the things that stands out is oftentimes women feel, I have to say it that way. Oftentimes, because it's a Women in Tech podcast, so I'm reaching out to women, they feel, I'm not enough, I'm not interesting, just all these things, you don't want to hear from me, I'm not in the right place in my life. And they think it's just exclusive to them. And that breaks my heart, because obviously I know what I'm doing. I've interviewed enough people, so I wouldn't be interested in interviewing them if they weren't interesting. And so we were having this conversation, and Tina goes, oh, I don't have that problem. I know I'm enough. And then I'm like, what? So how did you get there? How did you develop the sense of beautiful confidence?
Well, it all started. I don't know if it was the way that I was raised. You know, I definitely have a very confident mother.
Yeah.
And she was in a field that was male dominated.
Right.
And so my mom always encouraged me to go after anything that I wanted. And I don't think the confidence part came naturally.
Yeah.
But I always felt like I was enough. I've always dealt with, you know, people trying to compare me or, you know, put me in a box
yeah.
and make me something different yeah. than what I was. But yeah. I would always like go the other way, because
right.
I knew like the direction, the path that I'm going, I'm headed into is fine.
Right.
And I'm okay with that.
I mean, I want to get into this deep
yeah,
because
let's
I legit, I have not met a lot of people like you. I mean, I was sharing with you that I've only recently realized I'm enough. This is super, I'm baby enough. you're like goddess worldly enough. And I'm like infancy, just yay, I'm enough. I'm here, you know? And it influences so many decisions. For instance, when people, you know, maybe I'm making an excuse for myself, or like I'm messaging someone and instead of just confidently communicating this, this and that, I'll be like, so maybe if it's okay. Da, da. And now being enough, I'm like, no, what is it that I want? And just go after it as though I'm worth it. And it changes how we communicate our value to others. And so I mean, can you just give us like a micro workshop on how to be enough 101? Like, yeah.
So, I mean, there's a couple of different things that I do. You know, confidence definitely doesn't come easy. I always think of it as like, you know, what's the worst that could happen? Somebody could say no. They could say you're weird. I've heard all those things before. It's nothing new.
Yeah.
And I like to prove people wrong, too, so that, that helps. But I think the biggest thing is you're never going to get somewhere without struggle, and you're never going to be able to be your best self all the time.
Right.
So you have to just be in that mindset that I'm the best me that I can be today.
I am the best me that I can be today. And even if that today is super shitty, at least if I'm doing my best for a shit day, that's just the best is the best.
Yes. Exactly.
And I am enough.
You are always enough.
It's so, I wish I could bottle your confidence and share it with every single woman that we touch, because it breaks my heart how much as a community that we are struggling with this, and how much I'm now noticing in becoming more confident myself that it affects our worth and in communicating our value, our contract opportunities, our job opportunities, our relationship opportunities. Because if we're coming, like, let's take a thing that some of us deal with, like when we're dating someone, if we're coming from the place where we're thinking I'm not enough, well, then what kind of partner are you going to have in that situation? Because you're constantly going to be overcoming for something that you don't need to overcome, or overcompensate for something you don't need to overcompensate, because you just think you're not good enough to be in the relationship, when really you are a prize and that man needs to be fighting for you. Right. You know,
like, you need to have multiple options. Yeah, is what you're saying.
Yeah. it's very, very interesting. I'm very inspired by your confidence. I rarely see it. It's really
cool.
Yeah,
I mean, we work with, you know, the gamut in terms of age. You know, we work with young girls. We work with
Chick-tech.
Chick-tech. I mean, we, you know, we have K-8 programming.
Yeah.
So we're working with the youngest of young girls. And there's like, you know, 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, and they don't have confidence in their skill set.
Even at 5 or 6?
Yeah. We see girls all the time that aren't confident. And so that's part of what our program does, too, is build that confidence.
What's happening by 5 or 6? Like, what can we do as a collective community of parents? I mean, I'm not a parent. But just a collective community of adults, of parents, to empower our children.
We need to tell our kids that they are enough. And then we also need to give them positive reinforcement, saying that it's okay if you don't do well at this thing. We all fail and we learn from our failures.
Yeah, I mean.
And we have to keep on reiterating that, especially to girls. We need to be very purposeful with what we're telling them.
And what do you see, again, I don't usually like to get into the he, she, or controversy, but I think in this particular conversation it's important. What do you see is different between how guys are being approached versus how girls are being approached? And are guys forming that level of confidence sooner than the girls, or are we both struggling with confidence but in different ways, do you think?
I think a couple. I mean, they're both definitely struggling with confidence, you know, because they're still figuring it out, and society is really not helpful, right? We're telling, you know, girls that these are the things that girls do, and this is how girls act. And the same thing with boys. So they all struggle with it. But In particular with girls, I think, we, like I said earlier, we just have to be really purposeful. We need to watch the language that we use. We need to stop saying these falsities of like, hey, you know, women can't do this, or you're not allowed to do this, or you women act like this. You know, we need to just throw all of those things out the door.
So cool. So I love this conversation. But Tina, let's get into the technology piece and the Chick Tech piece. So you're the chapter lead of, did you say Chick Tech Seattle?
Yes.
I'm going to be in Seattle next month, FYI.
Awesome.
Yeah, with Microsoft. Yay.
Yeah,
super excited.
We love them. They're an amazing partner of ours.
So exciting. So can't wait to have your seafood again. So tell
our
me.
Our salmon is delicious this time of year.
So good. So, okay, tell me more about Chick Tech Seattle and when you got involved and why and what that looks like. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think. Is it like 2 years in May, I think?
Wow.
And I really, you know, I'm all about giving back. My whole life I've been taught to give back. And so I wanted to find a way that I can give back to the tech community.
Yeah.
And so I felt like Chick Tech was the perfect opportunity. It really has this opportunity where it's multi-generational. And as far as I know, it's the only nonprofit that really focuses on girls and women and really focusing on empowering us and finding our voice and helping us navigate our career and our journey, whatever that is.
Right, right.
It's very like personal to that individual versus saying like, hey, you're a woman in tech and you need to be in the C-suite. Well, not every woman wants to be in the C-suite.
Totally.
Let's like figure out what your path is.
100%. I'm really glad you said that because there's female entrepreneurs like Sophia Amoroso with Nasty Gal, and she was very public about how she never wanted to be this big time leader, and she got put into this leader position. And I wonder. I don't know her personally. I've only met her a couple of times, but I feel like potentially the company didn't work out because she never really wanted that role to begin with. Who knows? But it's really important to live a life that we actually want, that we're aligned with.
That we're passionate about.
Yeah, or it's going to fall apart. When did you first discover the world of technology and that you loved it?
Well, it's funny because I never realized I loved it. It was just something that kind of came accidentally.
Yeah.
You know, I definitely, you know, I live in Seattle, Seattle area, so technology is everywhere. And I actually...
Tell us, Microsoft is there. Who else is there?
Oh, Microsoft, Amazon, Expedia, Ampelero. lots of great tech companies. I mean, you know, Facebook has presence there. Google's there. I mean, it's literally growing like crazy. You know, we have an amazing startup community. So in addition to the company that I work with, there's companies like, you know, Textio, Avvo, Avalara, so many great tech companies.
Yeah.
Rubica and Kaplan.
Awesome. Sweet.
Concur, you know, so many tech companies.
And so you got involved in the tech world.
Yeah.
And it was random, so tell us about that.
I was looking for a job, you know, graduated from college, was looking for something, and I ended up working for a .NET company, and one of our biggest customers was Microsoft. So I was helping with the Imagine Cup competition. So it's a big computer science competition that they do every year.
Right.
And that really opened it up. And I was like, oh, this is so cool. I'm helping with this competition.
Yeah.
And it's like a bunch of like kids that are younger than me that like they're programming and they're doing things. And I never saw anybody that looks like me or looked like the people in my community. I come from a really working, you know, class background, and it's, you know, super diverse.
Yeah.
And when you look at people in tech, it, you know, there's not a lot of people that look like me or look like the community I came from.
Yeah.
And
they're
so,
white and 20 and boys with
exactly.
hoodies.
Exactly. And so I was just, you know, I was just like, oh, that's interesting, you know. And I would go to places and I would work at different tech companies. And again, I wouldn't see that many people that looked like me, and I wouldn't see that many women.
Yeah.
And so that was a big part of why I got involved with Chick Tech, as well as some other organizations that I'm involved with that really help with diversity and inclusion in tech.
Totally. I think diversity is so I was about to say important, obviously. I think diversity is really exciting. I know with my work with We Are LA Tech in Los Angeles, I'm always thinking about I can only see the world how I've lived in the world myself. And if I don't rely on my community to see what I can't see, then how could we possibly be as supportive and serve as many as I'd like to serve? So I find diversity exciting to reach out to my community to be like, can you help me serve more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you get to be creative together.
Yeah.
Because I sometimes wonder if the reason why more cultures aren't involved in technology in certain areas is simply because they just don't know it exists, and that there's only one perception going out there. So you like, if I only know some people are located in this place, but I don't know other people actually hang out over there, I'm never going to let people over there know that this cool event's going on.
Yeah, that's why I think for us at Chick Tech in particular, that's why community is really important. You know, when we work with the girls, what's really important is that our volunteers come from the communities that we serve, that girls can see themselves in all of the volunteers. So whether it be ethnically or racially, whether it be socioeconomically, whether it be like hobbies. Totally. We really believe in, you know, the girls being able to be what they see.
Totally. I mean, even someone like me that you could think, oh, like you fit in some ways. For me, I'm a very charismatic, passionate person, and I feel that makes me an outcast, sort of. Right? And so I'm looking for my community to feel less alone. Like, because a lot of people are like, you're very intense. I was like, I'm passionate. Like, is intense a bad thing? It's a good thing. And if I could meet other people, like, I wouldn't call you intense, but I feel like the people that have called me intense would probably call you intense.
Oh,
but
yeah, for sure.
what I think that they're perceiving and watching you is, yeah, she's really fucking confident. It's awesome. You know?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with that? And if that's what people are saying by calling me intense, that's dope, but I don't hear that. Mm-hmm. And so it would be nice to be around people like you so I could feel less alone. Yeah.
And I think that's important. We all need to have people that are similar to us in ways so we can see ourselves in those people.
Yeah. Okay. And then so you discovered technology, and tell us about how you found the job that you have today, aside from Chick Tech, because Chick Tech is a full-time volunteer op, right?
Yeah.
So tell us about your 9-to-9 job.
Yeah. So my 9-to-9 job, I work for a really cool AI marketing company.
Yeah. That's artificial intelligence, just in case.
We do that. We love our acronyms in tech. It's very odd. And so how I got the job was really, I used to work with the gentleman who's my boss now.
Yeah.
He told me a little bit about the company. I was just like, oh my goodness, that's so awesome. I didn't even know like a company did this, you know? And so really what happened was they had an opening and I was able to fulfill it. And of course I went in and, you know, had the interview. And for me, because I've worked at a lot of places where it wasn't like a culture fit or, you know, things that were important to me in terms of, diversity, inclusion wasn't like, you know, wasn't really important to those companies.
Yeah.
So I wanted to really make sure that I was at a company that I like, that I believe in, that I believe in the leaders.
Yeah.
And luckily it was a good fit. And, you know, so, you know, we're married. So it's great.
I love it. What is a huge challenge that you've successfully overcome and what did you learn from it?
So I think the biggest challenge that I have, and I still have this to the day, day is really trying to not take on the world.
Yeah.
For me, I'm one of the, you know, people that know me, they know like, oh, Tina will say yes to almost everything.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Oh, can Chick Tech Seattle be at this spin or talk it here and be here? And I'm like, oh, yeah. So now it's literally saying no when it makes sense to say no.
Totally. Setting boundaries.
Yeah.
It's funny because the tech trend is say yes to all the opportunity. I'm like, hell no. I need to start saying no to all the opportunity.
I actually wore a shirt on Monday that said nope.
Oh my God. I have to get that shirt. You have to tell me where you ordered it. That sounds perfect.
Etsy has everything.
So, okay. Before we start to wrap up. Well, one, let me ask, how can people connect with you?
Yes. Twitter, so I'm SoGully, SoGulley. I know how to spell my last name. On Twitter, or I'm on LinkedIn, Tina Marie Gully.
So I have an idea
that
I think would be amazing.
Okay.
I think you should start a podcast. I think you should start a podcast called I Am Enough.
I Am Enough, okay.
Dude, I'm telling you.
You know, one of my, like, my friends just launched her podcast.
Yeah.
And then I have another girlfriend who has like one of the top three podcasts.
Cool.
And another
Let's
girlfriend
give them plugs. What are the plugs?
Yes. Okay. Awesome. Yeah. So one of my girlfriends,
do it. You do it.
Keita Williams at Success Bully.
Success bully.
Yeah, success bully. So she is an accountability coach. Yeah. And she's like, it's amazing. It's a really short, like you can listen to it on your commute.
Yeah.
So it's an amazing podcast. And I, of course, I'm going to like miss some of these names. So because I'm on a podcast.
You're human.
Right.
Yeah.
My other girlfriend, Aisha Brown, yeah. She's launching her podcast pretty soon. But she, in the meantime, she just launched a YouTube channel with all recipes.
Nice.
And it's called Archive or Revive. So, nice. So excited about that. And then another girlfriend of mine is at a, and Aisha also had her podcast will be called About That.
Right.
So look out.
I love it.
And then another girlfriend, her podcast is called The Electorate.
The Electorate.
Yes. And it's like all about, you know, the political landscape and, you know, there's elements of like social justice, a little pop culture. But yeah, it's amazing when you surround yourself by people that are doing amazing things.
Yeah.
And yeah, and we all get inspired by each other.
And soon, everyone listen out for Tina's new podcast. It's called I Am Enough Podcast. She comes out once a week on Wednesdays.
Check her local listings.
Yeah.
We're on Spotify.
Tina, thanks so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. You are inspiring. You're awesome. I think you're just an amazing force in this world. And I love the light that you bring to every situation.
Awesome.
Yeah, you're rad. Be sure to connect with more extraordinary women in tech on the Women in Tech Facebook group, which you could get there going to womenintechvip.com. Womenintechvip.com takes you straight there. Or /all the things, you can grab one of the Women in Tech stickers by saying hello at Women in Tech Show on social, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. I will talk to you guys, see you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Women in Tech is an independently funded project funded by you, the community. So the way that you could support us is by going to patreon.com/womenintech and making a small contribution. Every little bit counts. That's Patreon, patreon.com/womenintech. Thank you so much for believing in our vision.